speaking on this program is Brother Kevin Fee.
Tonight, we are blessed to be able to look into God's Word with various questions that have been submitted. And as always, we want to answer the questions not just in a very basic way, but rather to go to the Bible and to see exactly what God has to say. The next question submitted that I want us to think about, and in fact, I spoke about this when I went over to Boyd Christian as I was thinking about this question. I feel it's something that even we need to think about tonight. How should Christians respond to the hate and division we see in our nation today? We used to be a nation that was one nation under God. Our forefathers believed in God, and the principles, foundation upon which this nation has been established, certainly identifies that. But at the same time, today we've gotten away from God as a nation, and our government, as Kenneth prayed a few moments ago, has become very corrupt. And this is very disheartening to us as Christians, especially. God tells us that we are to honor and to obey individuals who are in positions of authority, also people who need to be respected. I am beside myself whenever I find and turn on the television, it seems like nearly every day, where that our police are facing individuals who hate them, where that they are facing police brutality. And there are a few, very few, who serve in the police force, I'm going to say, who are on the take, or maybe who have racial tendencies. But they are few in comparison to the majority who are good police officers who are out there doing their job. Many of them are underpaid, and they are doing it in a very good manner and according to the law. When it comes to our police officers universally, also locally, we need to honor and to respect them. I told the kids the other day over at Boyd that if we are pulled over by a police officer, we need to respect them. If they pull us over for speeding or any other violation of the law, we need to allow them to approach us, and whenever they ask us for our information, we need to be very respectable in the way in which we deal with them. And if they give us a ticket, we need to understand if we were breaking the law, we deserve that. And in like figure, if we do not treat them with respect, then we can trust that they're not going to treat us with respect. And I explained to the kids even that that might put their life in danger to where the police officer might draw their weapon and even feel threatened themselves to where that they might feel that they have to pull the trigger and injure or even take the life of those individuals whom they have pulled over. And we've seen that. And I think for the most part, we find justification why officers have been taking people's lives. So we need to honor our police officers. In fact, here locally, we don't find a lot of this craziness that we're seeing out in the world yet here locally. But I have made it a point over the last several months that if I'm near our police officers, I go up to them and thank them for their service and tell them that I am praying for them. So I want to encourage you also to encourage our local law enforcement officers. We need to honor our military personnel. I cannot believe, at least in part, that we are seeing what has been started amongst the a lot of football players, and I'm afraid it's going to bleed over into other sports. It's bleeding over in other areas, even outside of the sports realm, where that people are not honoring the flag. They refuse to stand for the national anthem. I believe that they would even refuse to stand for the Pledge of the Allegiance. The American flag has never represented racism. It represents our freedom that men and women have fought for and continue to fight for. And we need to be people who honor the flag, I believe, as well as we need to be individuals who honor our military personnel, past, present, and future. They sacrifice their lives. Many even have died for our freedoms. And also we need to understand that God is responsible for putting these individuals in place, hence for our protection. So let's do all that we can to honor our country for what it represents with regard to God and the freedoms that we have. Let's thank our military personnel. I know that we have some here. I won't say because I know this is going to go on television and I don't want to put any of that out there for the sake of their safety and such, but let's thank even those who currently serve for what it is that they're doing. Another is when it comes to educators. We need to honor all of our educators. And I state that because there was an individual we had here several months ago who was an educator in the greater Atlanta area. And she shared with me that she had recently retired, over the last year, 2 years anyway, as best I can remember. And the reason that she had retired isn't because she necessarily wanted to, but because of how things were getting in the school where she worked. And she said the kids no longer treated her or other teachers with respect. And she said, in fact, at one time she stepped in her final year there, she stepped in to break up a fight, and she actually ended up getting beat up herself. And none of that stuff would have ever gone on whenever I was in school. I feel so sorry for our kids who are good, honest children, being raised in godly families, having to go through those things. But kids, I want to impress upon you, and as parents also, whenever we are in the presence of our educators, let's thank them for what they do. I tell the kids, when it comes to Boyd, their teachers are certainly underpaid in comparison to other teachers. And I'm going to say a majority of those who are educators are underpaid, whether they're in the private sector or even in the public sector. So let's honor these educators. When it comes to people in the world who have disrespect for our God and for individuals, we need to understand that we are a light and we must shine as an influence. We must shine as a godly light. Let our light so shine before men that they may see our good works to the glory and honor of our God. And we must work to change the world. I have Matthew 17:6. It actually ought to be Acts, I believe. Acts 17 and verse 6. I'm reminded of what is said with regard to the Apostle Paul and others. As they were going out preaching and teaching, the Scripture says is that they were turning the world upside down. And we need to be turning the world upside down. Kenneth said a few moments ago in his prayer, and I appreciate so very much, is that we would not stand for what the world does, but that we will continue to stand for God. And in doing so, not only are we assured that we please God and we will spend eternity in heaven with Him, but friends, also that has an impact upon the world. And therefore, let's continue to work to that very end. No matter what, we must obey God over what man seeks to put into order. So, moving forward, we must continue to do those things to the glory of our God's name.